Can a hobby become a business and still be fun? From Marketplace, I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. First, the Federal Communications Commission is banning the sale of new consumer routers made in foreign countries, citing security concerns. Many of the home routers sold in the U.S. come from China. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer explains what's behind the ban.
Before routers can be sold in the U.S., they have to be certified by the Federal Communications Commission. Consumers can still buy existing routers already approved by the FCC, but the agency says it's banning the sale of new models of foreign-made routers because a review by the White House found that security gaps in routers made abroad have been exploited in the past and used in cyber attacks. There are exceptions for routers given conditional approval by the Pentagon or Department of Homeland Security. I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.
The U.S. has to borrow to spend the way it does. And some of that borrowing is happening this week. The Treasury is holding several auctions of government bonds. Whenever the Treasury does this, it is negotiating with the market on how much interest the Treasury is going to pay on those bonds. Investors have to like the interest rates they're getting. And how investors feel about a particular interest rate depends partly on what they think will happen to the economy and what they think the Federal Reserve will do to interest rates later. Marketplace's Justin Ho has more.
This time a month ago, bond markets were pretty calm. Guy Labat with Janney Montgomery Scott says the expectation was that rates would trend lower.
The sort of underlying theme was that even if economic growth in the jobs markets remained stable-ish, inflation would fall enough to permit the Fed to cut.
But then the president's war in Iran started. Energy prices spiked, and as a result,
central banks are concerned that another inflation shock, even if it's just caused by a temporary spike in oil, might convince consumers and businesses that inflation is going to be high for a long time.
Right now, investors are expecting that the Fed will hold rates steady this year. There's even a small chance that the Fed could hike rates. Luke Tilley is chief economist at Wilmington Trust.
If there's strong enough demand for those higher energy prices and people keep paying for energy and also are buying other things, then you can really have stronger inflation more broadly. And that's when the Fed would want to act.
But Tilley says what's more likely is that those higher energy prices will cause consumers to cut back, especially since the labor market has been slowing down.
And if the spike in energy prices pulls away from people spending on other things, then it's more likely that we get a slowdown in growth.
Tilley says that means the Fed could go back to cutting rates by the end of the year. I'm Justin Ho for Marketplace.
Running.com/workforce.
Can you turn a hobby into a side hustle without losing the joy of it? That is the question my colleagues at the Marketplace podcast This Is Uncomfortable took on recently. Rima Kreis is the host of This Is Uncomfortable, and she's here to talk about it. Hi, Rima.
Hey, Sabri.
So you have some personal experience with this. What is your hobby?
I really love crocheting. I make these little plush stuffed animals for the babies in my life. Just this weekend, I started making this little bunny. It's a lot of fun. But yeah, there was a time when I considered monetizing this hobby, but then ultimately decided against it.
Why did you decide against it?
I think like a lot of people, I was feeling this pressure to take on a side hustle. I saw this Bankrate survey that 1 out of 4 American adults take on side jobs on top of their full-time jobs. And then you log onto social media and you've got these platforms reinforcing this message that, hey, it's actually really easy to monetize your passion. Then you're fed video after video of people claiming to make thousands of dollars in their spare time. So it starts to feel like, well, if I'm already doing this, then why not?
The question then becomes, well, if I turn my hobby into a side hustle, does it inherently change my experience of that hobby?
I talked with a creativity researcher who told me that when you introduce things like money, recognition, deadlines, what psychologists call extrinsic motivators, it can actually start to chip away at your intrinsic motivation, which of course is that internal drive to do something simply because it's enjoyable or satisfying or personally challenging and meaningful.
On the other hand, are there exceptions? Like, does chasing an external reward ever actually somehow enhance the joy we get from something, he asked, hopefully.
So surprisingly, yes, there are exceptions. And what it really comes down to is your mindset. So if you stay grounded in that internal drive, you're doing it because you love it, then it can actually work in your favor. So you have to treat the reward as a bonus, not as the goal.
You actually spoke with a woman for your episode. Her name's Camilla Klein. She lives in Connecticut. She makes accessories like belt buckles, pill boxes, pocket mirrors. She sells them on Etsy. She got laid off from her other job, and her Etsy shops have been this kind of place where she finds a sense of accomplishment. Here's a clip of you and Klein talking about this.
That confidence thing's important because, you know, my husband makes so much more money than me, mm-hmm. and he has a purpose, okay? So his purpose is to support this family and educate our children and put food on the table. So what's my purpose?
So she's finding, like, a sense of empowerment in turning her hobby into a business.
Yeah, which is a sentiment I heard a lot. And while, of course, it can be, you know, risky putting a lot of emotional weight on a creative outlet, it can also be really meaningful to build something that's yours, to feel like you can support yourself in a different way.
Rima Grace, host of the Marketplace podcast, This is Uncomfortable. The recent episode is titled, Can I Monetize My Hobby Without Killing the Joy? You can find it wherever you listen to podcasts. Rima, thank you so much.
Thanks so much, Sabri.
In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
Hey, David Brancaccio here. I hope you're well and that your passport is up to date because I am hosting a trip to Italy this fall and you are invited. Stay at a world-class Tuscan villa and step into the world of the Medici, the formidable family whose influence and power helped give rise to the Renaissance and the art we still celebrate today, and not to mention the banking system. We're going to visit the world's oldest bank, swim in the thermal spa waters in Monte Catini, and take in the art of the Uffizi. All of this, and then we'll try to put it all into context with great conversation over even better meals and wine tasting. Please join me, and know this, buying into this trip will provide essential support for public media. Discover more about this fall's Tuscany adventure at marketplace.org/travel to reserve your spot today. That's marketplace.org/travel.